My name is Zavi. I'm 11 years old. Today's date is November 26, 2023. I'm speaking with
Martin Guy,
who is my mom in our living room. I have a few questions for you, and I'd like you to answer them with full honesty.
Okay.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person has taught you?
I think someone who has had a big influence on my life would have to be my mother. And some of the most important lessons that she taught me was to spend time with family. That's a very important thing. She also taught me how to cook. And she also taught me how to be a good human being.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories. Gosh, I have so many. One of my happiest memories is when you were born.
Oh, nice. What are you most proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
I am most proud. Gosh, it's more than one thing. I am most proud of my work ethic and the fact that I am in school, a full-time working college student.
Nice. How would you like to be remembered?
For my love and kindness and ability to create bonds and connections with other people.
Did you have a nickname when you were growing up?
Marty.
How did you get that nickname?
My dad gave me that name.
Why?
I have no idea. It's short for Martine.
Oh.
Yeah. My first name.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Always put your family first.
Mm.
And work hard. Okay. And enjoy what you do. Don't just work hard.
Mm. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Graduate school.
Yeah, that's a good answer. For your great-great-grandchildren, listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass down to them? What would you want them to know?
Ooh. That they have amazing grandparents.
That's it?
And that money can't buy you happiness.
That's very wise. But it can
buy you
food.
Lots of other things.
When you were growing up, is there any teachers that you liked or disliked, and why?
I don't remember a lot of my teachers. I don't know if they were just not impactful in that way, but I did have one science teacher that I really liked. She was kind of mean, but she always dressed really nice, and she was super smart. She didn't look like a school teacher.
If you had $1 million, and this is your last day on Earth, what are you doing for the whole day?
Giving away money.
What does God mean to you?
Love.
Love, that's it?
Kindness. Giving. Service to others.
I see. What's your opinion on the 2020 elections?
I think that the United States deserves better.
Hmm. I do too. Do you think if we end up colonizing the moon someday, would you want to live on the moon or would you cling to Earth?
Depends on how long it takes to get to the moon and whether or not I can come back to Earth.
Mm. Well, let's say you can't, but Earth is in a nuclear war.
Oh, I'm going to the moon. I'm for sure going to the moon.
Yeah.
I will live in a pod for 547 days.
You need to stop watching these space movies. If you were a president of your country, what would your country be like and why?
My country would have a very low unemployment rate. My country would have a social structure that provided support for mental illness, for single mothers, for health insurance, and for drug and alcohol addiction, and also public schools. Mm. My country would create industry locally with their own resources. Yeah. Those would be some places to start if I ran a country.
Hmm. What are your thoughts on cobalt mining?
I don't know a lot about it, but I do know, like many other industries and manufacturing entities, both domestic and international, there is always a price for convenience and capitalism.
Yes. What would you like to be written on your tombstone?
Martine Angelique Guy. She was one hell of a lady.
What was one point in your life where you were the happiest and one point in your life when you were the saddest?
One point in my life where I was the happiest is when gosh, I've been happy so much. It's hard to just pinpoint one time. I think one point was when we went on that beach vacation and we had such a good time.
Yeah, that was very fun.
That was a high point. I mean, I could say having kids, but that was three times. And if you just say my life, I mean, having kids is hard. So I can't say that was the happiest point. I loved being pregnant. Oh, dancing. Like when I used to go dancing with your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some of the most amazing nights of my life, for sure.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we used to, I mean, you were out at the park dancing when you were like two.
As a kid, walk. Did you play any sports?
I played tennis and volleyball, but I was not very good at either one. Mm. I just didn't play enough.
What were your grades like?
A's and B's. I had a C every now and then in high school. Oh, but then I flunked out of college, which is why I had to go back.
Oh.
They were not good my last year.
Mm. If you could have any different job than working at Haas, what would it be?
Working in a hospital as a psychological clinician or something like that.
Mm. That's pretty specific.
I don't mess around. I'm not floating around out here in the world, just I got business.
You got business? Mm. If you were to take any other major except for psychologically based
look at you
branches, what would it be?
Oh, look at you. I'd probably be a school teacher or school a professor. Teacher?
Yeah, most of this is gonna like that. Well, that's the end of our interview.
That was great.
Thank you for spending time.
You're welcome, Tavi.